Just last, one or two last points about Magid, that from if a person, you know, would spill out a lot, spilled out a significant amount of yayin by the ten makdas, etc. So you should refill your kais. The best time to do it is like right before having a meal or after having a meal. From the paragraphs of Leficha Chanachta Chayavim, and then you go from there into Hallel, and then from there into the Bracha, it's preferable not to be mafsik. Regards to saying that Hinimuchan Mazuman, which you say the Bracha Shergolon, and then you say Brei Pir Govan, you should preferable not to be mafsik at that point in time. A person should can think it, but you shouldn't say it. And the idea is from the Ficha Chanachtu Chayabim, we say that we're Chayab, we should, therefore we say Hallel. And from the Hallel, we go straight into saying the Bracha B'Sher Golonu, we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Gula. You'll notice in some Agadas that there is a change in the Nisuch in the case of this year, the second Seder. The Mashiach should come, we should have one Seder in Yerushalayim Rei Kodesh. Mashiach doesn't come, we're in Chutz Lorz, we'll have two Storim, one of them will be Matzah Shabbos. And there's a question in regards to changing the order of the order of Benoch Hashemin Azochim and Apsochim, which is it's interesting that the idea is Motzei Shabbos they didn't have a chagiga, because you can't be makim korban belayla, and only the korban Pesach is Deuch Shabbos, so therefore that Motzei Shabbos we can only measure the korban Pesach. So whereas normal year there's a chagiga, we first eat from the chagiga, and at the end of the meal we eat the afikarmen, which is the pesach. So you eat min azvachim in apsachim. So we're over here along with meat in apsachim. Now the truth is we're davening about next year, and next year we don't know that's going to be Motzei Shabbos. Next, according to our calendar, even if Mashiach comes, we keep the calendar. Next year it'll be Friday night, so we'll have both korbanos. So why do you need to change the case of Motzei Shabbos? That's a question about the minig to change it. The Maisa, many the minig is to change it. So it's an interesting question, and I have a good answer. So we go from there into Rochso. As you mentioned before, that if a person feels that his hands are clean, halachically clean, so a person before he be able to wash with a bracha, he should bring himself to a vada chiyuv. Mr. Burr says, I mentioned before that touching your shoes does not count as a vada chiyuv. Touching a part of your body which is normally covered, or scratching your head, something of that sort. You're going to be making the bracha of hamotzi, and then going straight from the motzi into mor into karech, and there's a large amount of people there. It's going to be a large hefsek making all the arrangements for giving out the matzah beforehand. It would be preferable to sort of like at this juncture before you start the motzi matzah, etc., before you wash, to prepare, let's say, for the people that are there, so that it won't be such a large hefsek. Motzi matzah. So you hold all three brachas. All three matzahs at the time of the bracha. When you say the motzi, when you say the bracha of achilas matzah, before that you drop the bottom matzah. You're making a bracha on the alyona and the emsoi. The Torah says two sheet is what the bracha of achilas matzah is going on. Is it referring to the middle matzah or referring to the top matzah? When you say the bracha of al achilas matzah, you should have in mind also for the karech and also for the afikaimen. The halacha says that you shouldn't speak because of that. You shouldn't speak till after the karech. The chagakar brings from the shloah that if since we're saying that we're having kavanah for the bracha of al achilas matzah for the afikaimen, also you shouldn't speak till after afikaimen. Kalkaka points out that minig is not like that because it's difficult for people to maintain that silence. We comment a lot in regards to the issues of Lashon Hara during the Suda. We would be mamait in any divrei Torah during the Suda, and maybe make sure you don't eat afikamen before Chatzos also. Quite a quiet Suda. But the Chagakim and the Shulchan Aruch Rab both say that we don't pass on with that Shloah. The Shloah held you would hold you should be quiet till after the Karmin because the Bracha of Al Achilas Matzah. According to Rashi and the Rishbam, you're making your mitzvah of Al Achilas Matzah. You're making the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Leil Pesach, with the Matzah of the Afikarmin. That's your Mekayim, according to Rashi and the Rishbam. So you want to have Kavanah for that also. Okay? Definitely should have Kavanah for that also. After you say Motzi Matzah, so you're Betzeya, so the Lachos is your Betzeya Kazayas from each one. So why are Kazayas from each one? in general, a person makes says if you understand that you're saying a moitzi on the lecha mishnah, which means the top matzah for our purposes, and you're saying a achilas matzah in the middle matzah, so the middle matzah is a mitzvah achilas matzah. You have to have a kazayas. I understand the top matzah is a moitzi, so a moitzi you don't need a kazayas for the same moitzi. We say a moitzi and even less than a kazayas. So there are two approaches to this question. So there's another behuda which says in general the halacha is that a person when you do say a moitzi, you should immediately eat a kazayas. In general, every suda. You should not talk till you finish eating the kazayas. This way, you're becoming kaveya suda on the kazayas, and then all the other food, which is nichol on the suda, will definitely be nigra after the moitzi that you've set. But if you don't eat a kazayas right away, so you haven't been kaveya suda on the kazayas yet, are the other foods there being nigra afterwards? So the so back in the hilchos psiyas hapas. So according to that, we would argue over here that you need a kazayas. The problem with that is, lachar, it doesn't have to be the kazayas which is meyuchad dafka from the moitzi. You have to eat a kazayas of bread. So I ate the kazayas of bread from the middle matzah. So the reason why Mishnah Berurah says that we need a kazayas from each one, because there's a machloikas, the Torah brings two shitas, whether you're saying a lechilas matzah on the top matzah or the middle matzah. So because of that, we take a kazayas from both. Now that is a chumrah, which would be the pashas of chumrah, the rabbanan. So for that, the shear of a kazayas is the smaller shear of a kazayas. So Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, in his Haggadah points out, so therefore, the mitzvah the rice, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir the rechashah that the shurim have changed, and we have to use a larger shear. That's a mitzvah for the rice. So we have to eat a larger shear of matzah anyway for that purpose. The smaller shear of matzah is approximately, for the rabbanans, is approximately half. So we end up, if you take a kazayas from the top matzah of a smaller shear, the kazayas from the middle matzah from a smaller shear, you end up with a full shear for the shear of the rice. So you end up, either way, even if we would not say this chumrah, you'd end up eating a larger shear anyway, so you might as well be mekayim in the oifen of taking one half of that larger shear from the top one, one half of that larger shear from the middle one, and then you have, that's, If you hold that nowadays the shirim have changed, they're basically close to half, so you basically end up with the same shir anyway. So now, how do you eat it? So Mishnah Berurah, the way he presents to eat it, he says that you should eat it in a way which, apparently his kazesim were not the kazesim that we had, or his matzah was not the matzah that we had. It's difficult to picture exactly how they did it. It says that you should put both kazayas into your mouth at one time. You should chew them, swallow one kazayas, and swallow the second kazayas. That's how the Mishnah Berurah suggests you're supposed to do it. Again, Shlomo Zalman points out that it's clearly not a chil. There's no mitzvah chilah gasa. There's no action of eating it looking like something which doesn't look like that. That's not what the term meant, achila, right? So obviously, either their shurim were smaller or their matzahs were softer, and it's possible to do such a thing. You can't do that, so you should eat a kazayas from the way Mishnah Berurah says it, from the al-yoyner first, and then eat that, swallow it, eat a kazayas from them soy. Now this is more only negayah really. This issue of kazayas min al-yoyner min taftar min soy, it's only negayah if you have very few people there by your seder, and everybody's using the matzah from the ka'ara as the matzah. So the person who's leading the seder would be doing that. And I mentioned that we have this chart. If you do the math, theoretically, if you have thicker matzahs, so again, I promise I'm not having any copies yet. But according to their math, that on a thick matzah, the shear that you need for achilas matzah, which means let's say you have six matzahs per pound, so they suggest that the shear for that would be 33%. So that's from one matzah. So I have a matzah and a half, so I can get four people can all get their shear from the matzahs from the car. If it's thick matzahs, thinner matzahs would be more challenging. So it's possible theoretically to have such a thing, but the average is not an issue. But that being said, so for all of us, if it's issue is a moitzi and the alakilas matzah, that's irrelevant. If this is a suffix, which one you're supposed to eat from, again, right there, it's irrelevant. But Mike points out, the issue is over here, we're kosher for the raisa, we're kosher for the larger shear, so we end up eating a larger shear anyway, mostly from other matzahs. I'll give this out there, so I have a copy of that. The calculations of the shurim, you do not want to get involved in. That's not for this. That's a shurim in itself. You have to eat a kedechilas pras. So you have to eat the shurim of kedechilas pras, and the kedechilas pras starts from the time that you start to swallow. So how long is Kedei Achilas Pras? So the famous, some server who goes to the Shuma, he calculates either Achilas Pras can be calculated as 2 minutes or 9 minutes. And we go, and so the Kula, the Kashir of 9 minutes is not really, we don't rely on that for these type of things. It's relevant all the way around. The Chumran and Yom Kippur, that a person eats, and is eating pachas mikashir, if possible, we give a time lapse of 9 minutes between the achilas that he shouldn't end up being mitzarf to a shir. But the kula, we don't rely on that. But the chumra for this is you should finish it in 2 minutes. The Milchazani says very clearly that we don't hold that 2 minutes is the correct shir. That's too quick. Ramarshan Chuba says that he's also arguing with some sefer, and he says you can rely on the shir of the marcheshes, which is 3 minutes. So you just get the whole minute. That being said, there are other shiurim in regards to calculating. This is very relevant when it comes to Yom Kippur. If you can't do 9 minutes, so we go to the shiur of 7.5 minutes, then there's a shiur of 6 minutes, then there's a shiur of 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, and 2 minutes. But over here, the Rav Moshe says 3 minutes. Rav Chaim Noah in his Sefer Shiurei Torah says 4 minutes, so a person can get in during that period of time. A person has to make sure that he does a seva while he's eating the matzah. Rav Moshe has that, just getting back to our Baal HaSeder issue. So Rav Moshe holds that this he goes back to this night of Yehuda. He's supposed to eat a kazayas from the matzah of Lechem Mishnah. So he suggests that what you should do is you should have multiple people which have matzahs. But you know, if you have a seder where there's a few people there, so a few, let's say men, so you give the father and so some of the boys, so between them they can divide out matzahs, kazayas and matzah, to all of the people which are present. Each one will get a kazayas that way. So that's if you want to try and advocate for the fact that you should get your own matzahs, you have Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe is not in Shubas, it's not in, maybe now the new volume they put it in, I didn't see, but it's printed up in Hamaria in Sivan of Tosha Memhei. Which you see, if it has a set of, you can make a photocopy of it. You can actually get it off the computer also. You can come home and show your father. Rav Moshe says, I have to have my own matzahs. Okay. That's one way to get that.
That means making your own bracha also, right?
You make your own bracha. Okay. Now, b'chlal, regards to the brachas, it's an interesting question. What to do with the brachas. So hamotzi, everybody's, each person, you know, each person who's making their own lechem mishnah would make their own hamotzi. Regards to al achilas matzah, so the minhag of the olam is that the one person says al achilas matzah, and everybody else is yotze with him. The Brisker Rav had some questions about that. In general, we do not, when it comes to brachas and mitzvahs, we are not mutzi each other. We make our own bracha, except in a situation where there's 10. So he had a question with that. So the Maaseh Minhag was like that. Moreover, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be matul kula b'charoisis. The Mishnah Berurah raises that, points out that some places are not knowing to be drip the whole thing in charoisis, even tibbe miksasa. I don't know what other sardim do. The Maaseh, they do like the Shulchan Aruch.
They shake off.
But they dip the whole thing in, right? The Shulchan Aruch, you have to imat the kula b'charoisis. Every part of it has to touch the charoisis. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to do that. Okay, you should not eat the charoisis. So you want to shake the charoisis off. You also want to not leave it in the charoisis for too long, such as opening the flavor. Not such a problem. Regards to the shear of Moreh, I'll give you out a shear, a picture of that, and then you can work at that. When are your toivulet? When are your matvulet? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's better to be matvulet before the bracha. Because once you make a bracha, you want to go straight from eating the bracha into eating. You shouldn't be busy dipping at that point in time. So you should try and prepare the Moreh, beforehand. What should you use for mortar? So the preferred in halacha is chazeres, which is translated, like most people, is translated as romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce, of course, comes with the question of how to prepare properly in regards to checking it for bugs. Using the stalks of the romaine lettuce is much easier in regards to checking it for bugs. You can basically, you take off of the leaf and you rub your hands down it under running water, and you'll basically get all the bugs off. And then you just look it over to make sure. The leaves are much more challenging because the bugs are not very easy to sight against the leaves, and you have to be familiar with how to do that. Again, you have to eat it the Kedei Achilas Pras. This is a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. So Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, so there's a suggestion. Mr. Sharatzin says we do agree the Chachil over here also is the Nidav Inigav Habas Achas. Just like they said before by the matzah, again that might be challenging. The shear b'chayat his pras, if you're done with the rabbanon, Rav Moshe Shurmbruch and his goddess said you can rely on the shear 5 minutes for that. Okay, I mentioned that since it's Friday night, you have to be careful with doing the lisha part. If you're adding wine, you should do the lisha part beforehand. You should have in mind you make the bracha al achilas morer to include the bracha for the karech also. And again, you should not speak until after you say karech. Regards to saying karech, so the zeichel mitzvah kehillel, there is actually the Bir Halacha raises a question that should be considered a hafsik, and he suggests saying it after you eat it. It's not the minhag olam, but the point I'm bringing out is at least you see how seriously the Bir Halacha is taking this idea of making the bracha being included on the karech. It's not just that, he takes it very seriously. It's a loch of hefsik, and to the point where the paragraph of Zecha Mechach Kehillel he considers a hefsik, and he says you should say it afterwards. I actually had a Rebbe, as by the center of the time, he did like that, Mishnah Berurah. He would ate the karech, and then says Eichel Mitzvah Shkehel afterwards because of that Bir Halacha. I'm not saying Halacha Mashi should do like that. The minhag is not like that. He brings the Prima Gadim. Mr. Burr points out himself to the Prima Gadim, the Levush, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. They'll all say that you can say it beforehand. So, but the point is that the hafsik is serious. Karech is a shear drabbanon, so we'll give you out the matzahs over here. Get your matzahs. See, you don't need to bring such a very large shear when it comes to karech. It's much smaller, and we use the bottom matzah for karech. And according to his calculation, theoretically you can get three or four, or possibly even five people can get their matzahs out of their matzah for the karech out of one matzah, depending how thick your matzah is. Okay, let's hold it here.